Nerd Soul.
Woo! Ha ha! Late LK at one young, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of, that's right, Dope Folks. We are here with some cool people. You know how we do, how we get down. Real quick, do not forget Rent Party on May 30th. But before we even get into the nice, wonderful tastiness, let me introduce you to Chef Charles. What's up?
How you doing today, man? Appreciate you having me on.
Alright, what up, what up? Before we get into, you know, like the food battles, the product launches and everything, what right. do you do?
Oh man, that's a loaded question. I cook. You know what I mean? Like okay. at the end of the day I cook, you know what I mean, at its simplest form. But you know, I do run a kitchen, you know, I do try to push the boundaries of food culture. So by those terms, I am a chef. I'm classically trained, and everybody eats. You know what I mean? Everybody got to eat.
Everybody eats, B?
Yeah, yeah. You know, everybody eats around me. So, like, I just try to make sure you eat well, you know what I mean, and you got something good on your plate.
All right. Now, when you say pushing the boundaries, food culture, what does that mean to you?
So I have a moniker, I have a brand, it's called Black Folk Food, and it is what it is. I didn't want to water what I was doing down at all.
All right.
I wanted to be very upfront, I wanted to be in your face, I wanted to start a conversation about, you know, the thing that brings us all together, and normally that's a meal, you know, and we can talk about, you know, our issues, we can talk about our problems, we can talk about, you know, our victory. Normally those things happen over meal, you know, so especially inside of Black culture, I know that for a fact, you know, so I wanted Definitely. To take what we love, what we know, what we grew up on, and push the boundaries on that even further with the classical training I've gotten.
Okay.
And just I'm just so heavily influenced by, you know, hip hop culture as well. And that's also about pushing boundaries. So as we infuse, like, you know, what we grew up on, what our, you know, our ancestors ate, and how it affects us today, I want to take what we're doing right now and, you know, leave a mark for, you know, for 50 years to come. So yeah, Black folk food is what you get.
All right, that's what's up. And before we move any further, where are you based and where can people find you? Where can people get some of that Black folk food that you throwing together?
All right. So I'm based in Richmond, Virginia. I am the executive chef of Sunday Service Soul Food in the east end of Richmond on Laburnum Avenue. So if you're ever, you know, in Richmond, please come stop through. You're in California, right?
Yeah, we in LA.
Okay.
I'm from Richmond.
So y'all in
LA. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So you know the area. So if you fly in from LA, you're gonna hit, you know what I'm saying, the airport. We're literally like 5 minutes from the airport, so there's no excuse for y'all not to come check out Sunday Service. So that's why I am doing the week, man. That's where a lot of my creations go. They've also embraced the brand and who I am as a chef. And they love it.
Cool.
And it just gives me a place to express who we are from our southern roots all the way up until, you know, our vegan dishes that we're putting out with using some of the same ingredients that we cook all throughout the rest of the week. We're making them in a healthier fashion as well. So I get to play with both sides. Yeah.
Cool. So with pushing the boundaries, you dropped hip hop and hip hop, you know, culture. And most recently, I caught you on the Instagram battle versus, was it AB?
Let's see. AB, yeah.
Yeah, Chef AB with the What's Beef battle, which was really cool. You guys kind of like making hip hop inspired dishes. For people that aren't up on the What's Beef battles, how would you describe it?
Oh man, so West Beef battles, man, are something that it came out very organic, man. Like, it started from me and AB kind of taking jabs at each other in social media. It's a place where chefs can come in together and show their talent, show what they have going on, in a competitive atmosphere. But it's also from the standpoint of hip hop culture, which we both, me and AB, heavily thrive in. Same thing with Eric Jackson. He's Uncapped Everything, RVA. So just to have that energy around us, we got to put on something that was really, really cool, in which, you know, AB was a Nas fan, you know, through conversation. I'm a Jay-Z fan, and came up through conversation. So it was just like, hey, let's just run with this. You know, let's take a hip-hop inspired dish. You know, you take your artist, I got my artist, and we use that as inspiration to come together in the kitchen and put up, you know, put our best things together. So it turned out real well. We got a lot of traction online. AB is a very, very talented chef, man. Like, I wasn't doubting him at all, still. So it was real cool to, like, have somebody push you as a chef, you know, not just putting out food for your customers. You got somebody who knows your craft, you know what I mean, watching what you do and pushing you out to do the best you can as well. So it was pressure, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Really? I thought it was gonna be fun at games, but it was some pressure in there.
Okay, so Lady Lisa beside me has been trying to jump forward. Has been trying to jump forward in the interview. She asked me to bring up her familial relation to you.
Go ahead. Shout it out.
And then also to let the people know that you catered my wedding or our wedding. So. That's when I first met you,
right?
Because she was like, hey,
yeah, man,
Charles can do
that. Actually, the first wedding I ever catered.
Oh, what? Well, see,
right,
that's
right.
Yo, food was crazy, good.
Right? Yeah, and it's so happy much. Anniversary.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's happy anniversary.
Was, what, last you got beginning of good. Last week, sort of.
Yeah, so, yeah, right.
But yeah, man, that was dope. Tons of food.
Yeah,
tons of food. But that's good. When I first got up on your stuff. She was like, "Yeah, yeah, Charles can do this," and I'm like, mm-hmm. "Who's that?" Oh,
right.
Well, let me run down his credentials. And I was like,
"Right, right,
all right,
right." It was one of those things, man, where I appreciate the opportunity because it allowed me to come in. Really get my, you know, test myself as a chef in that capacity. So thank you for that. It was a huge building stone to where I am now. So thank you.
Yo, and of course, you know, let the dollar circulate. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's hey, like, always. That's what it's about. That's what it's about more than anything.
And speaking about circulating that dollar,
right?
You're dropping a new product right now. Actually, no, you're not dropping it. It's dropped. It's hot on them streets. Cause I saw my boy T Tun got one in his hands. Shouts to Tun Smith.
Right, another dope chef out here. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, it's just one of those things, man, where it's something I've been working on for a few years, just kind of getting my palate right and figuring out what my flavor tastes like. And I developed a spice that like. Became my go-to. It became my base seasoning for pretty much everything I did. I started taking it places with me, and the goal was never really to like market it. It was literally to make my job easier, so I didn't have to carry a bunch of spices with me. You know, I just had this one, you know, blend that I use. So sense. So as things, you know, begin to progress, I got into the restaurant. I started using that seasoning on the fries, and people were like, "Yo, what is this?" You know what I mean? I was just like,
and that's why I got to get some because Lisa knows right. I love my frizzles. You know what I'm saying?
So like, you know, it just became like, yo, what is this? So, you know, conversations, you got it going, you know, put up some prototypes. I was just putting up prototypes, you know, marketing. People were like, yo, how much you going to sell it for? And I was like, you know, when I get my labels, when I get everything in, I'm gonna sell it for $8. They were like, shoot to the Cash App already. So I hadn't even, you know what I mean? Like, I hadn't even got my bottles in, and people were, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was hitting. So it's a blessing, man, to be in this position, to roll out a product that, you know, you worked hard to do, but didn't even know what you had in your hand, and people find value in it. So I'm thankful. Yeah. You know, I'm very thankful, and you know, I'm gonna ride the train. You know?
Dope. So, for those that don't know about the name of the product, what's the name of the product?
The name of the product. I'm sorry. I'm new to this product fishing thing, man. I'm gonna get my spiel together. The name of the product is Black Soul Food Seasoning. It's a base seasoning. It could go on anything, vegetables. More, I like it on vegetables more than I do on like protein. I was a vegetarian for like 4 or 5 years, and when you have to season vegetables, you know, up all the time, you know, you really have to go into your way. Yeah, you gotta get creative. Yeah, you know, you gotta really, you know, research some spices. You know what I mean, and make things taste different. So that really kind of built my palate and got my spice cabinet together.
All right.
And yeah. So like, that's where all of that came from. So, yes, it goes on protein, you know, if you got brisket or whatever, nice dry rub on some chicken, and then you season up whatever you like from there. If you want to throw some honey on there, some ginger, you know, do what you do, you know, but it's a nice, basic, seasoning for, I like to say it's for a black folk, but it's literally the flavors we know and we carry, you know what I mean, as right black out. Folks. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, because I saw it and I saw the package. I was like, word? Then I was like, oh, I got to get my hands on something. Because kind of like you said, right. Lisa knows, I have kind of like my spices that I always kind of put together anyway.
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
Anytime I can get my hands on some newness, I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. And then plus, right. Also get some new stuff. Also let the dollar circulate. So ain't nothing right. Wrong with that either.
Man, always, always, man. Like, it's a beautiful. Speaking of like letting dollars circulate, like you said, Tun had one of his hands today. Yeah. I bought some of his cheesecakes last week. He bought vegan meals today for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of them things, you know, that, you know, we like to do, you know what I mean, in the community, especially in the black community. And I want to say this, man, because we know what's going on right now with the pandemic, with coronavirus. Definitely. And, you know, the shutdowns and everything like that. I've noticed our people being very creative with how, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how they've been trying to get their money, how they get their bag. And I've spent a lot of money, more money than I usually do with black businesses in this moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. I thought that was something that's cool. Not to say that I'm only going to spend my money with black businesses. You know, that's ignorant.
But it's kind of like when you get an opportunity to.
Like you try to do it and you want to do it more often. And I know I could feel it. You know what I mean? I could feel the shift of people. You know, whether
you can
they
also be revolutionary with your finances as well.
Right, you know, right. I mean, I think that's the most revolutionary thing you could do.
I was saying that a couple of weeks ago, like, yo, look, there ain't no stimulus coming for our businesses.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, look, we got to figure out a way to find each other that's doing things that we need already. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool. I'm in the house cooking anyway.
Right.
I need to throw some seasons up.
Right.
I might as well, you know what I'm saying? Might as well go in and get some of that black folk food.
Right. You know and make what it saying? Happen.
And toss it on there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm definitely, I got to get some and I got to film a video of me trying. I got to put it on some delectable treats.
Please do, man. Start with french fries. That's how you'll know it's good.
Yo, man.
Put it on french fries. Yeah.
So before we move forward, where can people find you online? They're looking to find the product and all that good stuff. Where can they find you online?
I would start with Instagram, @BlackFolkFood. It's the easiest way to find out what I'm doing, And then from there, you know, all the links to Facebook, Twitter, you know, my Cash App, you know, all that. You'll be, if you can navigate IG, that is the place to start at, you know, Black Folk Food, and you'll be able to find everything I'm doing from that moment. I'm right here in Richmond, Virginia, but wherever the check clears, that's where I'm going. So, yeah, don't be afraid to hit me up just because I'm not in your town.
Cool. That's dope. Yeah. So I did want to take it back a little bit. You know, when you were growing up, when you were coming up, I'm pretty sure, you know, all of us cook from time to time. But what was that moment when you were like, okay, it's time to go pro?
Man, it wasn't even when I was little. I was a grown man, you know what I'm saying? Like with a family, right? When I figured out that I was going to cook. And it just became, I didn't want to spend my money eating out anymore. You know, it got really expensive eating out, you know, to eat like I wanted to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so like it was one of those things where it was like, okay, I'm going to have to be the one to learn how to cook. And that's fine. Started going to farmers markets, started learning about other ingredients, you know, things of that nature. And really enjoyed the process. I'm an artist by nature, you know, I'm a creator. I spent a lot of time doing poetry and writing spoken words. I taught creative writing in high school, you know, so it was one of those things where, like, I enjoy being creative. I enjoy the process of taking something raw into a finished product. And I just kind of fell in love with a new canvas, it seemed. It went from paper to a plate and being nice. Able to, you know, put my art there. Went to culinary school, went full in, you know, started working in people's kitchens from the bottom, you know what I mean? Like, literally walked in, you know, and just spent my hours in the kitchen trying to learn as much as I could. I had some really, really great mentors. Joy Crump, who is one of the just humble women on the face of this planet, but at the same time, she's a fierce force, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, you know, her passion, which is the kitchen. So she was on Top Chef, I believe, like season 13, a couple years back.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's one of my mentors. I've learned so much being in her kitchen. That's Foodie in Fredericksburg. If you're ever in Fredericksburg, please go to Foodie, F-O-O-D-E. And you know, just, and, you know, I went corporate. I did the corporate cooking thing. You know, I was an executive chef with Philip Morris, Shaw University. I was out there for a while. Executive chef. Yeah. You know, so I've made my way through some kitchens and done some things to get to where I am. And I'm just completely floored to be in a place where I can cook my food the way I want to cook it. And nice. People trust it and they enjoy it. So
That's what's up. So when it comes to being on your journey, what would you say is one of the harder lessons that you had to learn? You know, whether in the kitchen or whether like kind of going from kitchen to kitchen.
Man, it was really being prepared. That was the hardest lesson. And, you know, we think of prep or being prepared as something that comes natural for some people. But for me, it wasn't. I've always been the type to procrastinate or felt that I work better under pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I tend to work better under pressure. And, like, that wasn't, I use that as a crutch to not prepare for so long.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but in this industry, you can't do that. Like, you have to over prep. You have to over prepare yourself because you never know what's going to happen the day of. And your client doesn't care. Yeah, your client doesn't care that two of your ovens blew. You know, they don't care that, you know, you couldn't get your grill working for an hour and a half. All they know is dinner starts at 6 o'clock and where
and the food's not ready.
And the food's not right, you know? So it really taught me how to plan, you know, hours, days, you know, weeks in advance, moving on to an event so you can,
okay,
you can get in front of the problem, you know, and then that translated into how I started to live my life. And, you know, like you said, everything's a process, you know. That was just one of the lessons that I know I took away from this industry that is very, very evident and that I still apply right now.
Cool. Yeah. With that said, I have one more question for you. In your travels, whether it's, you know, first starting or going through school, in different kitchens, and now with your own product, do you think about legacy? And if you do, what are your thoughts on what you would like your legacy to be?
Honestly, I think about legacy constantly. And not so much that I want to leave my mark so everybody can do, you know, it's not so much wanting to be like fame or fortune. It's more so like just impact. And I want...
Use your Zoom rooms and your meetings.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
you good.
Right. What I want from my legacy and with Black Folk Food is to understand that the culture we love, the culture we grew up in, the culture that we adore, the food that we love, the food that we find comfort in, is also some of the food that is taking us out. It's one of those things that, you know, we talk about Black on Black crime, we talk about, you know, so many things that plague the Black community, but the number one killer is heart disease. We have to be open to taking some of the things we find familiar and looking at them different ways and cooking mm-hmm. them different ways so that we can survive at a very a unique standpoint. My father, he just passed about 6 weeks ago. And,
oh, man.
You know, yeah, and he was, you know, he had a very strong heart, to the point where he survived like 2 heart attacks, triple bypass, stroke, diabetes, you know, all of those things, up until 6 weeks ago, you know, and mm-hmm. it was all diet related, you know, and it was one of those things that I witnessed, and these were all preventable things if he would have took care of himself better. I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for my son. You know what I mean? I don't want that for my family. So if my legacy is anything, it's just reversing, or at least trying to change some of the habits that we grew up in, or that I grew up in, mm-hmm. so that I can set my family up a little bit better.
Makes sense. Yeah. Well, hey, man, thank you so much for your time. That's dope. And I like, you know, figuring out ways to kind of flip it where it's like, we can kind of like still have that fun, but then also, yeah. you know, kind of like right. clean it up a little bit.
Right.
So that's what's up. So before we get out of here, everybody, thank you for chilling, hanging with us, watching. Check him out. His link is below. You know what I'm saying? Black Folk Food. Get that new product. All that stuff. And of course, myself, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. See you next time. And from us to you, we're just saying peace.